Number 13 is follow-up. And follow-up, I did a survey with 507 buyers one time and asked them what percent of salespeople follow up to your complete satisfaction. What percent? What do you think that was? 10% is all. 10%. So in other words, only 10% of the salespeople follow up to a customer's complete satisfaction. So there's a big opportunity right there. There's an opportunity right there to say, wow, this is if I just follow up, if I just do what I say I'm going to do, I'm going to be way ahead of the competition. But follow-up is more than just following up. One of the biggest things that customers leave for is because they don't feel appreciated by their vendor. They just don't feel appreciated. You know, you go in, you take your order, you think, well, they should appreciate me. You know, I do all this stuff for them. But they're thinking they're writing these big checks every week, and they're thinking, man, I'm writing these big checks. I wonder if they really appreciate me. Well, you know, I doubt it. Probably not. They never say. They say thank you, but that's not. They don't really say it. Well, remember, I said I was down in Orlando when I first started with that company. I had Central Florida, and one of my customers was in over in Daytona Beach area. And one of the salesmen there called me, and they said, "Bob, I just want to give you a heads up because the competitor's coming in. They got an appointment, and they're going to try to take away all your business. And right now, you got about a half a truckload of ham in the cooler, and it's going out of cold date. So you better get over here and take care of something. Do something." I said, "Man, I sure appreciate you telling me that." So what I did is I was down at the trophy store buying something else, and I happened to see this plaque up on the wall. And it said, "Distributor of the Year." And I said, "Man, that's what I need right there. I need to make him Distributor of the Year, hoping nobody from my company would ever know that I made him Distributor of the Year on my own." I said, "Can you make me that sign, that plaque right there, put the company name on it and Distributor here?" He said, "Yeah, sure." So he made that right away. So I had that, so I call him in an appointment 30 minutes before my competitor was going to go in there. I want to cut him off at the pass. So I get $2,000 FedExed down to take care of the hams so we could have a spiff, get rid of the hams. And then I'm going over there to Daytona, and there's a restaurant over there. It was there. I'm sure it's still there or not. It's called the Crow's Nest. And it was on top of the Hilton. It rotated around. So I went up there and bought him a $50 gift certificate made out to him and his wife. So I take my camera with me so I could take a picture of me and him. I'll give him this plaque, and we'll take a picture, and I'll send it into the Southeast News, hoping nobody would see it for my company. So I'm all set. So I go in. I have my appointment. And I go in, and first of all, we take care of the hams and get that off the table. Then I show them that plaque, take our picture, and I give them the gift certificate. I mean, this guy was just blown away. When we were leaving, he had his hand on my shoulder, walking me to the door. I mean, you could feel the love between us. You know, it was one of those calls. And I go out in the lobby, and there's my competitor. There are three of them sitting out there. Yeah, they're national sales manager, local, and the regional guy. And I go walking by. Of course, they knew who I was, and they were sitting there like, "Man, you're going to be dead in here because we're going in and blow them away." Well, they went in, and they got blown out of the water altogether. I had two or three line items that they had. I got those, and I got 100% of my category just for that plaque. Now, that worked out so well that I had five Distributors of the Year in the same market that year. I had a plaque for everybody. It's amazing what that plaque did. I had one customer down there, Southland Foods. They bought my ham and sold it to all the 7-Elevens. And Oscar Mayer was in there. They were trying to take away that business, and they were getting close. I thought, I need to give this guy a plaque of some kind. So I figured out how much ham he had bought, and he had bought 250,000 pounds of ham in the first quarter of that year. So I thought, that's worth a plaque right there. So I had a big oversized plaque. Now the guy had the logo and everything down there. I could just call up and say, "Hey, I need a plaque for this guy." He had a nice plaque. So I took that into him. And I said, "Rob," I said, "because of those hams," I said, "I wanted to present you with this plaque." He said, "Wow," he said, "that's great. We're having a meeting out at Disney World this weekend. We got all the 7-Eleven managers and owners coming. It's going to be a big deal. 600 people will probably be in the audience. And we want you to get up and give a little talk and present us with that plaque at that meeting. I'm telling you, I got up there, boy, just laid it on them. I had a business card for everybody. So you have any problem, you just call me and I'll be right there to take care of it. Kept that ham business for all the time. Now here's the deal. It was 10 years later, I went back to that same company. And I went in the lobby, and there's my ham plaque, still on the wall after all those years. It was like returning to the scene of the crime. But that's what a little appreciation would do. I had such an increase in sales that year that I won a 7-day cruise for my wife and I for the Caribbean just based on those plaques. I had one gal up in Alaska. She said, you know, I'm going to try this after I went up there and presented. And she said, I'm going to try this. And so imagine, she's a woman, and her route was Kodiak, Alaska. And they closed down in the wintertime. They're only open for the season. So she's at the end of the season. I'm going to take around 10 bottles of wine to my top 10 customers. And I'm going to give them a card and tell them I really appreciate their business. Well, she said some of those customers actually cried. Actually had tears in their eyes because no one had ever said thank you. And she had one customer say, you know, my goal next year is to buy an extra $30,000 or $40,000 a year from you because of how good you are to us. just by saying thank you. Can you imagine that? So there we are. We got 13 topics. We got 13 weeks. We got a book with 13 first chapters in it, so you don't have to read past the first chapter each week. You can look at, and each one of them are actually an individual book. As you can see on there, I've published them all as ebooks. So you know that way people can download one a week and you can actually even buy the individual books, hard copy books. You can buy 13 of them. They're kind of expensive that way. So you got a 13-week program, and I am really excited about what's going to happen this year for you folks. I'm really excited to see that you make an example of what you can do in 90 days. I'm really excited to have each one of you say, do or die for the next 90 days. I'm giving it all I got. I'm going to give it 100%, 110%, and show people what we can do in 90 days. And it'll get done. And with that, with improving only 4% in each area, you'll be able to do it. And I don't have a plaque for you. I don't have a plaque for you. If you want to come on up, I do have a couple of books for you. Because I know you read. You are the exception of the salespeople. You mentioned that last night, that you read. There's a 200-page book for restaurant operators. Shows them everything they need to know to turn their business around. Here's a district sales manager's book that's got some pretty good stuff in it. And here's a book here that I sent out an email to my list, and I got 162 responses back saying why I'm in sales and how I stay motivated. And all the answers are in there. That's pretty pretty interesting.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. And if you want to add anything, go right ahead.
Very well done. Guys, what can I say?